When Donald Trump ran for office, he seized on transgender rights as a political hot-button issue. One of his enduring campaign slogans went, "Kamala Harris is for they, them. President Trump is for you." And soon his administration declared the official policy of the United States would be to recognize only two genders, male and female. At that time, it seemed that India had suddenly pivoted ahead of the United States when it came to transgender rights. After all, in India, there was always acceptance of a third gender. In 2014, the Indian Supreme Court officially recognized the third gender as a minority that deserved protection and rights. Gay rights could be dismissed as a Western aberration, but no one said the same of the transgender population. All Indians had grown up seeing hijras in their colorful saris and dresses on the streets, begging, panhandling, performing at weddings, blessing babies. They seemed as old as time itself and indisputably Indian. But now, India's transgender community and its allies are out on the streets in protest. The protests stem from the same court ruling that gave them rights and protection. The Indian government just introduced a bill to define who exactly could get those rights and protection. And in the process, it removed the right of self-determination. Now, you either have to be certified by a state-appointed medical board or part of an old tradition like the hijras with their communes and gurus and specific religious rituals, thus erasing many other kinds of non-binary people, including trans men. For years, activists had used the stories of hijras in epics like the Ramayana as proof that transgender people were always part of the Indian heritage. In the Ramayana, Lord Ram tells all the men and women of his capital of Ayodhya to return home while he goes into exile in the forest. When he returns, 14 years later, he finds one group waiting patiently. They are the hijras. They didn't go back because they were neither men nor women. That story gave a certain kind of transgender visibility, but in seizing upon it, the government invisibilized many other kinds of non-binary people. Not all transgenders in India are hijras, living in communes led by a guru, making a living on the streets. Many are like Grace Banu, transgender, and Dalit, the so-called untouchables in the Hindu caste hierarchy in India. Her problems were different. When she confirmed her gender identity, the school principal imposed all kinds of rules.
I should come to school early and I should leave from the school before all the students leave, and I couldn't talk with anybody. I couldn't enter into the classroom.
She had to sit outside the classroom and listen to the lessons. Banu's family, poor and rural, struggled to cope as well. Yet she persevered and went to engineering college. She thought she was paving the way for others like her.
I'm the first trans person. But when you give the opportunity for me, a lot of people like me, they will get an opportunity to get the education rights, to get this kind of opportunities.
But though Banu broke stereotypes, getting into college was not the happy ending to her story. Were colleges ready for her? Simple things like bathrooms, which became such a flashpoint in US politics.
Of course, we need a gender-neutral washroom in all the spaces, but how do we implement in the school level?
Her solution, a harsh one of self-denial.
Every day, 7:30, morning 7:30, I should be, you know, use the bathroom in my home, and the whole day I won't drink a water.
Not until she finally returned home at around 8 p.m. Choices that left her, she says, with health problems. But she graduated and landed a job as an engineer, which came with stability and benefits, but also inequality.
When I did the surgery, the sexual assignment surgery, my gender affirmation surgery, and they didn't even give a leave. But we have a maternity leave for the women.
The story of a Grace Banu is simultaneously about a transgender person breaking old glass barriers and about the challenges of trying to find a one-size-fits-all solution for the issues faced by such a diverse community. The government's proposed bill tried to find the smallest box to fit the least number of people. But transgender people in India are out on the streets demanding a solution that's out of the box as well. This is Sandeep Roy in Kolkata for KALW.